Radio Prague News.
The Czech lower house has postponed a vote on church restitutions due to a government crisis over tax reforms. The Chamber of Deputies has approved a bill on slower pension growth. And Jiří Ježek has won the first Czech Paralympic gold medal to become the most successful Paralympic cyclist in history. The Chamber of Deputies of the Czech Parliament has postponed a vote on church restitutions due to a government crisis over planned tax reforms. The Lidem Party, a coalition member, said that it would only support the restitution bill if the controversial tax hike aimed at cutting the gap in public finances won parliamentary approval. Some Civic Democrats, though, have voiced serious reservations about the controversial amendment that would raise VAT and other taxes, meaning that the ruling coalition may prove unable to overturn the Senate's veto of the bill. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Tuesday that if the amendment is rejected, he was prepared to link the fate of the government to the bill in a repeat vote. The lower house has begun deliberating on the tax bill on Wednesday afternoon, but most likely it will be rejected, since the coalition has not been able to shore up enough support. The lower house on Wednesday passed a bill which will slow down pension growth in the next 3 years. The amendment is part of a broader government austerity package aimed at reducing the gap in public spending. According to the bill that was rejected earlier by the Senate, pensions will be adjusted yearly by a third of the increase in prices and real wages. The previous system had pensions adjusted by the full amount of price and wage increases. The opposition Social Democrats have adamantly opposed the bill, saying it would place 100,000 more pensioners below the poverty line. The ruling coalition argues that the move will save the Czech government 48 billion crowns over 3 years. The bill will now have to be signed by President Václav Klaus before coming into force. Czech Paralympic cyclist Jiří Ježek won the first gold medal for the Czech Republic at the London Paralympic Games on Wednesday. This is the 11th medal for Ježek, making him the most successful cyclist in Paralympic history. His team member Jiří Bouška picked up a bronze medal in the same competition. The Czech Paralympic team has now won 10 medals in London. The international rating agency Standard & Poor's gave the city of Olomouc higher marks for financial stability this year. The financial outlook for the Central Moravian city, according to the agency, went from stable last year to positive. The rating agency's analysts highlighted Olomouc's solid budget efficiency, cautious debt management, and overall prudent borrowing policies. The Olomouc budget had 2.36 billion crowns in earnings in the beginning of 2012 and expenses of 2.44 billion. The city plans to invest over 800 million crowns this year. Jaroslav Barták, a prominent physician who faces 7 criminal charges relating to sexual abuse, goes on trial in Prague on Wednesday. Barták, who owns a private health clinic in Prague, was arrested and taken into custody earlier this year after one of his assistants accused him of sexual assault and battery. Her testimony sparked similar confessions from 6 other former assistants, resulting in charges of rape, sexual harassment, blackmail, and damage to health. The physician is also suspected of using drugs to make his victims more compliant. If convicted, he will face a sentence of up to 12 years in prison. And for the weather, coming days will be sunny with possible light showers, with day temperatures around 19 to 21 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.